Hi, everybody. This is Greg Brown, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM right here in beautiful Winnipeg. Thank you.
I lived a while without you, darn near half my life. I no longer see our unborn children, but to you, my unwed wife. But yesterday I had a vision beneath the tree where we once talked, of an old couple burning their love letters so their children won't be shocked. Love calls like the wild birds. It's another day. A spring wind blew my list of things to do away. My friends are getting older, so I guess I must be too. Without their loving kindness, I don't know what I'd do. Oh, the wine bottle's half empty, the money is all spent, and we're a cross between our parents and hippies in a tent. Love calls like the wild birds. It's another day. A spring wind blew my list of things to do away. In a mucked up lovely river, I cast my little fly. I look at that river and smell it, and it makes me want to cry. Oh, to clean our dirty planet. Now there's a noble wish, and I'm putting my shoulder to the wheel, 'cause I want to catch some fish. Love calls like the wild birds. It's another day. A spring wind blew my list of things to do away. Sleep now, you know it's getting late. I know you don't like to miss nothing, and school ain't that great. Oh, I'll dance with you when you're happy, and hold you when you're sad, and hope you know how glad I am just to be your dad. Love calls like the wild birds. It's another day. A spring wind blew my list of things to do away. Darling, it's been a hard go, but I think we'll be okay. I know I say that all the time, like everything else I say. Oh, I've been gone so often, but every time I miss you, and I don't really know nothing except I like to kiss you. Love calls like the wild birds. It's another day. A spring wind blew my list of things to do away.
That's gorgeous stuff. Is it wishful thinking? Yeah, probably. Little cabin fever delusional? Definitely. But I swore, walking up to the studio today, kind of smelled a little bit like a spring wind. Didn't you think? Go outside, you'll see. I mean, tomorrow it'll probably be brutally cold again, and I'll go back to being miserable and depressed. But for now, It's sunny outside. It's kind of warm. It's, you know, we can dream, can't we? This is Tell the Band to Go Home, the place where dreams are fulfilled and often shattered. My name is Jeff, down here till 4 o'clock playing you the music of your dreams. Well, it's the music of my dreams anyway. And I literally, like, I don't remember dreams very often. I'm not very aware of dreams, but when I am, there usually involves some music somewhere. So, you know, we'll just go with that. We're gonna play a bunch of good music today, and hopefully you'll stick around and enjoy it. If there is something you want to hear, and I love it when there is, 204-269-8636, 269-UMFM, Jeff at tellthebandtogohome.com. You can find us on the Facebook or on the Twitter. You can, you know, seek us out and get interactive with us, you know? Let's do that. Anywho, a couple of shows coming up this week, and a little bit of new stuff, but just lots of time for good stuff. Here's a little bit of that new stuff. I know we played this album last week, but I'm still listening to it, still loving it. It's terrific, and this guy is coming to town, so I got to keep reminding you in hopes that you'll join me. April 19th at the old Sunset Saloon. We will feature the return of our good friend Jory Nash, featuring his new record, The Many Hats of Jory Nash, which is a fine, fine record. And here's one of my favorite selections now.
East of illusion and west of confusion. He lives in seclusion. She calls him the trigger man, and he carries a Luger, and he thinks he's a shooter. He's less a recruiter, more like an also-ran. I don't wanna be here. There's nothing to see here. Broken down theater, a mobile and a quick lunch stand. But I promised her one thing, and my word is worth something. Though I feel like an underling, stuck here without a plan. I know you will come through. She thinks that I can take care of anything. I know he can handle me with just a flick of a wrist and the tip of his finger. He still tries to reach her, or ever the teacher, with fire like a preacher. He's a racist with a bitter pen, and he wants evolution, and he talks retribution, but she wants absolution, or something equal in the eyes of men. She says, I know you will come through. She thinks that I can take care of anything, but I know he can handle me. Just a flick of a wrist and the tip of his finger. Whether I know if I'm ready to go, I go. So here I stand, just a bird in the hand. Oh no. The sins of the father and the love of the daughter, I'm a sheep to the slaughter, sent forth to make amends. But the vultures are circling, and my phone isn't working, and he's out there lurking. Oh, God knows how this ends. I know. Just a flick of a wrist and the tip of his finger. Will you play that thing so low? It makes me wonder about the things you know. And sometimes in the middle of the night, I get a feeling that it's just not right. When you sing those songs so loud, my head is in the clouds, and I just can't shake these lovesick red stick blues. Early one morning, as the sun came up, you were drinking all my whiskey from a paper cup. Don't care. Oh, my darling boy, put on your dancing shoes. Will you love me forever? Promise you'll never leave me with the red stick blues. Please don't leave me with the lovesick red stick blues.
under the western stars. Lay your darkness down. Hang your sins on a thorny crown. Yeah, yeah. Dead or alive, every night we take that blue moon drive.
Seemed to me at the time, I like the words of coming out your mouth. Well, it started with your red lips singing that song they were playing on the night that I met you. I knew right then and there I'd never forget you. And the way the stars over your house shine makes me think that everything's gonna be just fine. Stars, and the way the true love's blind can't be reasoned with. That's a good sign.
Good sign.
Oh, oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, 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 yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, oh, yeah,
hi, this is Bob Schneider, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM.
wanna get up every day and love to go to work. The one be like this, the spike. I wanna kick out some jams and rock the block. And I just wanna feel good. I don't wanna hurt nobody. I just wanna get a good. Won't be like Cassius Clay, I wanna change my name and go all the way. Won't be like Marilyn Monroe, be loved by everybody that I know. And I just wanna feel good. I don't wanna hurt nobody, baby. I just wanna get a good time out of my life, yeah. Keep the party moving, giving good advice. Don't need to be Superman. I just want to do the best I can. And I just want to feel good.
like this is all a dream. A fire hose spraying talk show probes, drowning out our roots. Cause nobody's got the time, everybody's got an opinion. Well, my opinion is damn the torpedoes, it's totally awesome. Thank you, Tom Petty. And I don't mind dying to be your living proof. But for all of my two time lying, for once, I'm just telling the truth. Not Punk, a poem / history of a beginning. Somewhere between Smokin' Joe Strummer and a man who changed his name from Gordon Sumner is what we have come to know as Not Punk. First, the real punk, Lenny K's Nuggets. Built from the underground was a collection of the largely ignored at the time, American bands grasping at the American dream as it carefully eluded them. 96 teardrops are shed on the turntable as the record goes around again, and here we are today, still listening. Someone says, "Dude, that is so not punk," as Blink-182 stumbles around all gacked up on hair dye and long shorts. Meanwhile, Iggy sits with Tom Waits and smokes another cigarette in a black and white movie. As I sit in an armchair in Peru, David Johansen explains to a reporter that his band did not invent punk. He resembles Bob Dylan at his press conferences in the 1960s. He is articulate and bewildering. Flights of high-octane guitar soar through the hotel lobby as "God Save the Queen" comes on the radio. There is Steve Jones, perhaps punk's very own John Wayne. Perhaps the pawn shop receipt for David Bowie's stolen gear should have been signed Marion Robert Morrison. And now, the shake of punk to come. And it's out there, waiting. In the meantime, I can't trade in my guitar at the pawn shop for a trust fund laptop and a Pitchfork review, but why would I want to? That shit is so not punk.
Oh, I love that. Isn't that great? That's brand new from Aaron Lee Tastian. He's making a new record and sneaking out some new stuff, and that's definitely not punk right there. That's great stuff. We also heard something called The Living Proof, one of those new tracks, and we'll get you that new record whenever it's possible. We heard something from Bob Schneider in there. Thought I'd throw in his old classic Captain Kirk there in honor of Mr. Spock, who died the other day. You know, he always had to play second fiddle to old James T, but we all knew that Spock was really the star. He was the real captain, you know. We did hear something new from Bob, though, from his new record, King Kong. Although, as I wrote it in, King King, which isn't correct. We heard Stars Over Your House. We heard something brand new from Lee Harvey Osmond. I know it was a little while ago, but do you remember that? Holy cow, do I love that new song from Lee Harvey Osmond. Wow. He's got a new record called Beautiful Scars coming out. We heard Blue Moon Drive, and I had a chance to listen to a bunch of that record, and it's pretty great stuff. I mean, you know, we love the Lee Harvey, but some of it's been a little weird. This one sounds pretty great. Can't wait to play you more. And we heard a pal, Jory Nash, in there with Luger from the Many Hats of Jory Nash. Jory is coming to town on April 19th, Sunday matinee. We are going to compete with this very program and do a live show, and hopefully you'll come, you know, because really you should have this time blocked off anyway every Sunday, right? So, I mean, you just, instead of listening to it at home, you just come and listen at my house. It'll be fun. And let me know if you want to come. Haven't got the official details up for that one, but I do for John Ward Hanum, who's coming up March 22nd. So speaking of shows coming up, I gotta start getting ready for this one. There are a couple of things coming up this week of note, and we'll talk about them. But I want to play something from this guy who's playing a hometown show. Doesn't happen nearly often enough these days. For a while, it looked like not enough people were buying tickets. I just checked again today, and it looks like they're moving now. So if you were thinking of getting a ticket, you might want to do that pretty soon. I wish you'd done it sooner, but you know, do what you can. Coming up Friday at the old Park Theater, it's Del Barber along with his Profiteers. It's going to be so good. It's not going to sound like this.
Begging me to leave home that has been built on these sharp shoulders. On a dark and frozen morning in the cave of February, Chicago calls and I can't. No, I can't pretend. Was a way I could keep these boots moving without stirring up trouble like I always do. My feet, they find those landmines, and my heart's loaded gun. Desire's got its finger on the trigger, and he's asking about you. Along the shore on a day of breakfast smiles and too much coffee. 'Cause I'm an old stubborn salmon swimming just to die. She's got hooks sharp enough to catch me. She's got eyes as wide as Kansas, Arizona skin, and dark Alaska. Hopeful fires to keep her eyes off the ground, so she might see smoke rise in the north. Tonight I am the sun, the darkest winter's night. Oh my darling, she is the daughter of the fall. We'll be right back.
till I'm done. In a maple syrup morning, open-ended highway. Tell me that I'm pretty, that you'd really like to win me, and I'll tell you that I'm as good as one. I'm gonna steal you away in the middle of the night, drag you out to the woods. I'm gonna teach you how to howl at the moon. I'm gonna take you down beneath the tree, show you how hungry I can be. Tell you that I gotta go, but you gotta believe, you gotta know that I'm gonna be back here soon. And if I told you that I loved you, and if I told you that I loved you, wouldn't even be, no, would not even be alive. Polka dot shoes, empire waist. Oh, what I would give for another day. Mystery and misery, they climb the highest heights. You speak in a whisper, your eyes, they seem so damn sure. You tell me I could always just stay. If I told you that I love, if I told you that I loved you, wouldn't even be, no, would not even be alive. We got ourselves a story long as the winter. We got ourselves a tangled piece of string, and I'm all wound up and ready to unwind. Walking side by side, sweet sarcastic smiling, pushes me out falling. Darling, I'm gonna make you mine. If I told you that I loved you, if I told you that I loved you, wouldn't even be, no, it might not even be alive.
Trying to put this feeling up on the ship. trying to get warm. Choking on smoke, 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 trying to get warm.
There is old Barbarino. That's from Headwaters. Still love that record. That's Everything Is Not Enough. And before that, we heard something from Love Songs for the Last 20. That's still, man, oh man, that record still resonates with me, boy. I'm going to go home and listen to that whole thing after this, I think. If I Told You That I Loved You there from Del Barber. And from his debut, Where the City Ends, we heard Love Is Just a Wrecking Ball. I'm going to play some more Del Barber coming up later in the show because I can. And because you should, you know, buy a ticket. Earlier, I checked like yesterday or the day before, and Ticketmaster said that there were lots of seats available, which made me very upset. But today it says not many seats available. So if you're going to get a ticket, and you should, you might want to think about getting one like now or something. Okay? Don't say I didn't warn you, and don't come crying to me when you don't have a ticket. Because I warned you. I did. I'm doing it right now. Anyways, check them out. Friday night at the old Park Theater. Going to be a good time. With the Profiteers, I screwed up the intro to that, and it sounded bad, but it wasn't meant to be bad. I love the guy, and I love these Profiteers. It's a lot more rockin' and a lot more country and a lot more, party time stuff with the old Profiteers. So come and check them out Friday night, and it'll make more sense than what I said before, because what I said didn't make sense. And I like to make sense. I just don't often do it. Hey, speaking of other, well, I'll play a couple other things coming up on Thursday night. There are actually two good shows going on Thursday night at the West End. It's Trent Severn, kind of a super group of sorts. They'll be playing there. Maybe we'll spin you some Trent Severn. But also the return of our pal Dan Mangan. And I say our pal because he's such a nice guy. And he was so much fun to hang out with here in the studio years ago. But I don't know musically if we still get along. So I don't know if I'm going to go to that show. Don't tell him. But he is so great. I'm going to play some stuff. But I'm going to let you know that what you're going to hear on Thursday night probably doesn't sound like the stuff that I'm going to play. Okay, so if you go here and go expecting to hear some of these songs, don't blame me. And I'm going to play a song in here that's going to rip your heart out. And I apologize. Well, I don't actually, because it's brilliant. But you know, go get some Kleenexes or something. Okay, not this one though. This is a good one. This is from his debut, Postcards and Daydreaming. This is Dan Mangan.
Room will stay just as it is now for quite some time. The bottle stench may be here to stay, but you know we had our fun. Keep waiting. Wasting my time. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. But it ain't easy. Pleasing. carpet stay while he found some friends, cause you know stains get lonely. And sometimes I'm sleeping and I'm still on my feet. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but it ain't easy. No, it ain't easy. Anticipate sign of a coming day. All through winter's decay, you just mark the way. Say if we up and walked away, swore we had a place to stay.
Stay. That's what mothers say when their sons and daughters go away. They say stay. My mother said go, so I wasn't there. The night she fell out of her chair, so frustrated that she amputated her own legs, or rather tried to, with a steak knife. Her life leaking out on the white floor, blossoming like roses in the snow. Our relationship was an anthem composed of words like, gotta go. So we went and sent our regards on postcards from all the places we'd been, with stories about all the things we'd seen. That's how it was with you and I. Why say goodbye when we could still write? And then it took your hands. We should have practiced our goodbyes, because then it took your eyes. And I was somewhere in the middle of nowhere, watching the sun rise over a stop sign placed down the center line of a highway filled with sudden turns for the worse. Running back home, cause I gotta play nurse. Gotta figure out which pill alleviates which pain, which part of your brain is being used for a boxing bag, as your body became a never-ending game of freeze tag, taking place in an empty playground. I was left looking for your limbs in a lost and found, and I couldn't set you free. So we just sat there, hour our heads bent towards each other like flowers in the small hours of the morning, while light wandered in like a warning that time is passing, and you ride along with it bit by bit every day. And all I could say is, if I could, I would write you some way out of this, but my gift is useless. And you said no. Write me a poem to make me happy.
Over by Helen gone, and I'd never been that far. Some part along the way taught me to play guitar. And you said that you'd read to me if I fell asleep. Rock me awake again, promise me that you made such beautiful words. You made such beautiful words.
I wrote move, pen move. Write me a bedroom where cures make love to our cancers. But my mother just motions to a bottle full of answers and says, help me go. And now I know something of how a piano must feel when it looks at the fireplace to see sheet music being used for kindling, smoke signaling the end of some song that I thought it would take too long to learn. So I just sit here watching you burn away all those notes I never had a chance to play, to hear the music of what you had to say. But I count out the pills just to see if I can do it. And I can't even get halfway through it before I turn back into your son and say, stay.
If you need something to lean against, think that's okay. Butterflies you fed to me, they all flew away. And I'm saddened by the thought that sometimes I think too much. And though I be right here, you know that I'm really not. It's distracting.
I could hook up my heart to your ears and let my tears be your morphine drip. And maybe it's easier to let you slip away than it is to say goodbye. So I hold my breath, because in the countdown to death, the question of why melts into when. How much time do we have left? Because if I knew what I know now, then move and move. Write me a mountain, because headstones are not big enough. And my mother says, stop it. Write me a poem to make me happy. So I write this. Stay. She smiles and says, gotta go. I know. Goodbye.
Over the years it seemed that aging was not for me. No, I ache just below the knees, and it flows to my heart and all through the hearts I need. It's not